Okay, let me give you four or five goals, six goals, something like this that you want to do. First off, open your mind to new avenues to do business. Open your mind to new avenues to do business. See, for the longest time, what we do is we get stuck in the same thing. I've given you some ideas that I'm telling you I do. You can check my calendar. I do these seminars. I do everything. And you know, the interesting thing about it is now because I do those, almost every single time I go and speak, someone in the audience calls and says, I want you to come and speak to such and such. Almost every time. So what's happening is once you get out there, then you got other people saying, come on out and do it. Well, what you want to do is you want to get your mind open to other avenues. Let me give you an example. Real estate people, stockbrokers, insurance people. Here's what they don't recruit people to do business. Does that make sense? They do business. They prospect and do business. They have a sales system to do business. And they make hundreds of thousands of dollars a year and increase their income yearly by doing what? Promoting themselves. Getting out there and doing it. So recruiting has got to be the byproduct of everything. But see, what I believe is this. You need to recruit in order to grow your business, not in order to do your business. See, you grow your business by going out there and you have a system where you make money either way. I made $150,000 on my own for almost three years running by myself. If no one had been there in sales, it was mostly field training, but I was doing all this other stuff. Last year, I moved myself. I slowed down in the field so I could do some more. I'm doing a lot more of the seminars and stuff like that. I still made $100,000 last year on my own. You understand how many people are out there that would like to make $100,000 and not have anybody tell them what to do? They're everywhere. So what you need to do is you need to develop your system to where you can do that. Go make that. Next thing you know, you'll have people coming to you in droves, all right, that want to do it. Your clients, you get them happy with what you're doing. They're easy to recruit. The best recruit's always been a client first. So what you want to do is you want to open your mind to it. The second thing, a second goal I would give you is figure out a way to have such a good rapport and do such a good job for your people that you do business with that you actually do create a retail referral business with business coming to you. A retail referral business. Every stockbroker out there, they tell them, they say, look, go build your book of business. That's what they tell them. Go build your book. And what is that book? That book is a group of people who they can continually go back to on a regular basis and get referrals from. Does that make sense? And that's how they build their business. Why, how do they do that? By giving great service. Set a goal of 100% customer satisfaction. That will build your referral business. When I say 100% customer satisfaction, do not sever those. Hey, when you take the check, when you pick the check up tonight, when you make a transaction, here's what you need to do. You need to make up your mind that those people are going to be over and above happy with what you've done for them. Totally happy. Beyond the point happy. The company goes to the Ritz-Carlton a lot of times. I read a book by Tom Peters. It's called The Power of WOW, W-O-W, a good book on customer service. The company goes to Ritz-Carlton. The maids have the authority to spend up to $2,000 to make sure that a problem is fixed for a customer. The maids have that big a budget, up to $2,000. 100% customer satisfaction. That falls in two categories. When you hire somebody, if you take their hiring pack, here's what you need to do. You just obligated yourself to help them. Don't take the hiring pack if you're not going to help them. All right? We don't have time to be running a body shop, right? See, I believe this. Here's how you grow your business, and this is what's happened out here. My organization and the group out here is almost the same. We're not known for being great recruiters. We're known for being great salespeople. All right, I think that's pretty much the way it is out here. I totally agree with that. I mean, I've used the Tom Hopkins. I've copied everything that you all have done. And the point is this. You open the back door, you open the front door, and you close the back door. That's how you got to do on your recruiting. So I'll give you an example. If you have 100 people on your team, if you shut the back door, all you got to do is add one, and you grew. Does that make sense? And you see, you need to be thinking that way. Same thing with your customers. When you get one, don't ever lose one. Develop advocates. You go through, you develop an advocate. The difference in a customer and a client and an advocate, they go from stages. A customer is somebody you've done business with. They're involved. They're not unhappy because they're still doing business with you. But then at the same time, okay, if someone was at lunch with them that day and said they were thinking about investing some money, they may or may not even mention your name, right? That's a customer. A client is someone who feels like that you've done them a good job and they're loyal to you. But then you go one step further and you develop advocates. And here's an advocate. An advocate sitting at lunch, and over the next table, someone they don't even know starts talking about investments. Say, listen, I'll tell you what, I heard that conversation. You need to call this guy. He could help you. His name is Roy Matlock. That's an advocate. Now, how do you develop advocates? You do more than expected. Develop advocates. Set a goal of recruiting all your clients and get them duly licensed. Have your team, everybody get them both licenses. Insurance and investment, get the spouse license. Almost everyone, I think out of 30, 32 or 33 full-timers, 30 of them are husband-wife licensed. Isn't that something? Almost all of them, every one of them. Set a goal of a check a day. Every day, get a check. Insurance, hiring pack, investment. Start doing that over a period of time. You get the investments. Guess what you're doing? Building future income. Get the hiring pack, future income. Insurance app, upfront cash to live on. Make sense? Period of time, you wake up, you have people coming in producing your overrides. You've got clients that are sending you referrals. Before you know it, what do you have? You've got a solid business is what you have, with a cash flow that you can count on every month. A couple more things, and I'll finish with this. Let me show you what a $50,000 a year sales leader is. $50,000 a year sales leader. So I believe that thinking is the key. You know that. If you've been around this place, I mean, the way you see things is the way they are. That's the bottom line. You know, there's people around the country right now, there's RVPs, okay, that think building a $10,000 base shop is some major accomplishment. All right? It's all the way you think. And so what it amounts to is this. Why do you have to wait until you're a regional manager to make $50,000 in a year? Why do you got to wait till you're an RVP to make $100,000? Right? Why do you got to do that? Well, here, let me give you an example. How many of you all think that you could do six insurance transactions in a month if you really worked? Is that realistic? Okay, so everybody could do that. Six. I'm not talking 20. If they're a $1,000 transaction, you're 50%, you make $500, right? Six of them is $3,000. Add securities to it, it's another $1,000. You ought to make one-third. That's $4,000 a month. But there's something about this that's important. All that is six customers. That's six clients. That's six advocates. That's not six and three fall off because we don't take care of them, right? See the difference? That's six. So if you go out there and you build a quality business, what do you have? I mean, six. Now, let me give you an example. Let's say you do six. In a year, that's 72, right? Next year, what, could you get one referral from 50% of them? There's 36. There's half your year already made next year just based on gimmies, right? Didn't include referrals. Didn't include getting promoted. Didn't include having some big lump sum that will come your way, right? See, what I'm getting at is anybody can go full time if you learn what's going on, and you give yourself another avenue. Then two more things and I'm done. Right? Go to work. We had our manager meeting it was the kickoff meeting in January, and I was making a point, and I handed out 30 sheets of paper. We had our full-time people, and I said, I want you to list, in your opinion, this is the peers, okay? Of the peers, here's what I want you to do. I want you to write the name of the person who you think was the hardest worker in 1995. I want you to write the name down. All right? Write it down. Pick one person you think was the hardest worker. We pull this stuff back in. And this is not from me. This is from this group of 30. So who worked the hardest? Guess what? Unanimous. Guy named Bernie King. Okay? Bernie was the number one income earner, number one personal producer, number one securities producer. Got his watch as a regional manager. Got promoted in November. He's at 96,000, rolling 12 right now. He's getting his ring next month. All right? And we added it up. Guess what the number two producer was? The one that worked according to the peers that got the votes. Isn't that funny? So you ask yourself, well, I don't know what to do. Go to work, right? You'll learn. That's what happened to me. I can tell you this. My golf game stinks right now. I mean, it's really pathetic. So you get an idea. I was a scratch golfer when I was 16. I've shot 68s. I've shot 69s. I've done all that kind of stuff. And I shot 87 and 88 in the last 2 days. I mean, one positive about the 87 and 88, it made me decide that I am not going to start back playing golf right now because it made me sick. But the point is this. Up until I was 25 years old, all I did was play golf. 24 years old, I didn't care about nothing else. Hey, I'd read a newspaper. Here's how I read the newspaper. Open the newspaper up, yank the sports page out, throw the newspaper away. All right? That's how I've done. Last 10 years, read it, get a newspaper, buy USA Today, pull the money section out, throw the rest of it away. That's it. Get focused. Go to work. One day I will play some more golf. All you got to do is go to work. And everything will come to you if you go to work. And then lastly, you got to keep your priorities in order. I believe that God, family, and business, I believe that totally. And I can promise you one thing. We have been blessed in a major way. I mean, it's ridiculous what's been going on. God first, family, business, and then God first, family, and then business. And you've got to do that. I've got a four-year-old, and I'm like every one of you. I have to manage my time. I have to do everything. I mean, it's like I'm the busiest human being on this earth. I mean, I work like a maniac. I've got a wife and a daughter. I block off time for that. I mean, you got to do it. I'm involved in teaching Sunday school class now. And I mean, so the point is this. You can have it all if you'll just understand what we got a chance to do. We got a chance to change people's lives. And one of the things that I would want to say to you is this. In the mindset of building your business, think in terms, what's it going to look like? I mean, what's the end result going to look like? So I looked at that and I said, here's what I want it to look like. I want it to be in Nashville in the area, and eventually we'll be outside of that. But I want people to say, you know, that guy Roy Matlock, that Primerica, they're good people. I mean, they take care of people. They're the kind of people that I like to be around. They do some good things for this area. And the way you do that is you go out and do good things. So you can make changes in the way you treat people. Do you understand how long it takes to make those changes? instantly. You understand that? You can instantly change. The key is to continue that. I mean, you can do this right now, tonight. You can be nice all the way around. You can treat people right. You can make that change immediately. The key is continuing that. And I just want that to be your, I hope that, you know, that's my goal. I am so excited. This is an honor for me to come out here. I am done. I want you to wear it out on the security stuff.
Well, that's it. You've made it to the end. Now remember, the two most important steps to your success. Number one, take the information that you've just learned and apply it daily in your life. And number two, visit pfsmedia.com at least once per week to check for new releases and free downloads. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you at the top.